Hi everyone, this is Michael Bellina, and here is your quick tip for today. I want to talk about finding new customers using your current audience's information. Now, I know it sounds technical, but it really isn't as hard as it sounds. Much of what market research does is identify a target audience that will respond best to your product marketing. The results of this research should steer the content, the message, and which platforms to use for each customer type. Market research isn't a one-and-done methodology, but rather you should always be observing patterns and testing new options. Just because you think you got it doesn't mean you got it for long. Today I want to focus on a few more techniques to grow your audience based on what you know about your current audience. Primarily, I want to concentrate on a lookalike audience and remarketing to those visitors to your website. So let's talk a little bit about lookalike audiences. All the major platforms, AdWords, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, have an option to use lookalike audiences. The way a lookalike audience works is you make a list of your current customers and upload it to the Ad Manager platform. The file must include their email addresses, but it can consist of, names and other information, location and stuff like that. And usually you upload it in a CSV file or a comma separated value file. And you can make that right from Excel. Typically Excel, numbers, Google Sheets, they all have kind of a save as function, and then you'll see CSV in that list. Once you compile the list and upload it, the platform will start parsing it. The way it works is the platform will analyze the information that they have about your list and compile similarities. And depending on the platform, really will depend on what similarities are available. Now, once these platforms finish analyzing the imported, they build out what's called a persona. And a persona is basically a kind of a makeup of what your target audience member looks like. They're around this age, they're around this sex, they're around, whatever the case is. And then what it does is that it uses these traits and finds others that have similar traits, and then compiles an audience in which you can market to. In my opinion, Facebook is probably the best at this. Facebook, more than any other platform, has the most personal information stored about you. Yeah, I know it sounds creepy, but you know what? We give Facebook all the information, so they have it. If you're an active user on Facebook, it knows, things like your gender, your relationship status, your likes, your interests, plus a ton of other data points that are probably way too numerous to mention here. It sounds all great, but why should you use them? I know what you're thinking. Why not just go into their ad manager and pick interests from their list? Well, because a lot of them will have, you could break down your demographic. Like, I want it to be this age group, this gender, with interest in this or this or this. And you can go ahead and do that. But unless you really kind of have a real profound understanding of your customers, you're kind of only making assumptions. Also, you have to think about what your customers may tell you, may not necessarily what is really true about them, what they may honestly like or dislike. So, who are you? You're basically someone they bought from. So why are they going to be completely honest with you? But for some reason, they'll be completely honest with Facebook. Go figure. Again, lookalike audience, what it does is it creates an audience based on your current audience, and they really kind of compile all these different data points and put them all together and create additional people within their platform that have similar likes and dislikes, and they could be potential customers. So you drag them to the site, so to speak. And then they look around, and then they're like, this sounds pretty cool, but I'm not quite there yet. You really haven't lost them. And as most people don't buy on the first interaction. Well, heck, they may not even buy on a second or third. So you know, what's frustrating is that they don't necessarily want to add themselves to your email list, even though they might be interested. So when they leave, you have no idea who they are, you know, what or where they went. And that's kind of where remarketing comes in. Remarketing is delivering ads to visitors who have interacted with your site or app in some way. Now, we've all seen remarketing work. We visit a site, you know, then we start to see ads from that company all over the internet. The way it works is that you determine what pattern or path a visitor must take in order for them to be added to the remarketing list. Now, for example, it could be someone who visits a product page, or maybe is on a page for more than 30 seconds. They could be the right candidate because they may have an interest in your product, but may not be ready to buy. However, here's something, here's a little tip. You don't want to remarket to every person that comes to your site. Besides being annoying, it's truly a waste of money. So the way for this to really work effectively is to pick out where in the funnel that they need to be in order for you to basically think that, okay, they are interested, so they just need a little bit of a push over the edge, so to speak. Remarketing is particularly useful, you know, if you have what I call a vitamin product. Now, a vitamin product is one that you like to have and improves your life, as opposed to an aspirin product, which is basically something you need right now. I have a headache, I need aspirin, I need it now. If you're really not sure what I mean by that, I wrote an article, you can find it on my blog. It's called 5 Critical Mistakes to Avoid When Marketing Online. And I give you kind of an explanation of what a vitamin product is versus an aspirin product. Now, with a vitamin product, the decision to buy might be a long process. You know, keeping your product top of mind by quote unquote following that person and reminding them that about your product, you know, could shorten the decision to buy, or at the very least, when they're ready to buy, they'll think of your product over your competition. So let's kind of put this all together here. So, you know, it's basically using these techniques is a great idea, because it really takes a bunch of legwork out of finding new audiences. However, you know, if your messaging doesn't resonate with your audience, you know, you're going to find that your, you know, return on investment isn't going to be very stellar, because it's, you know, just because it's easy, it really doesn't mean that it's simple. There still needs to be research done on who your audience is, what their emotions are, their state of mind, and really kind of creating a message that they're going to respond to. You know, and skipping over those steps, you know, is really only going to, you know, it's really going to kind of leave you scratching your head going, why is this not working? So with that said, lookalike audiences and remarketing, they're two excellent tools that you can add to your digital marketing toolbox. Now, if they're done correctly, you know, it could really help move the needle on conversions. And that's my quick tip for today. Feel free to reach out or follow me on social media. I'm on LinkedIn, I'm on Facebook, I'm on Instagram, I have a YouTube channel. You know what, I'll make it easy on you. Just go to Google, search Migman Media, two words, and then you'll come up with a list of all the places that you can find me. And I'd love you to follow me. And of course, you can, if you like this episode, subscribe to my podcast. I'm on Spotify, I'm on Stitcher, and I'm on Apple. I could be on Google, but the process is too damn difficult, so I haven't even bothered. So someday I might be there. Anyway, appreciate you listening. If you've gotten this far, great. Thank you very much, and I'll talk to you again soon.